Welcome to the Smoking Freedom Center. Let me start by saying, God never condemns you. Off track people may, but God never does. Check out Romans 8, 1 through 2. He says, "Come on, my child, there is a better way." He loves you and has provided through Jesus Christ a way to be free. You see, smoking is an addiction, which is the result of an addictive behavior. In other words, an area that we have given control of over to the enemy and his forces. I know. I was here. In fact, I smoked for over 20 years. I don't care if it's cigarettes, chewing tobacco, or marijuana. It is an addiction, and you know that you are driven to do it. No, it's not just the nicotine, although that's part of it. There is also an enemy force behind it. Typically, addictions are things that we picked up at some point in our life. And as we continued in them, they continued to become a stronger and stronger influence. In other words, causing us to become something we didn't ever intend to become. I can't imagine that when you were a child, you ever believed that you were going to become a smoker. But you ended up there somehow, just like I did. You see, behind every addiction is a root cause, or several for that matter. And what God wants to do today is remove the root cause and restore your heart and your mind related to that cause and any damage that was done to you, and then deliver you of the addiction and the forces behind it. So here's what we're going to do is walk through a couple of ministry sections to do this. First, we're going to remove the root. Typically, the root is planted in us from the enemy through some type of wound to our heart. Typically, I've found it comes from some form of damage to the love for ourselves, the love for God, or the love for others. For example, damage comes from things like abuse. It could be physical, sexual, verbal, or spiritual. Divorce, abandonment, rejection, loneliness, anger, betrayal, etc., etc. The main root that we're going to ask God to remove are these and any unlovingness. In other words, all of these things damage our love. And with all of it, specific attachments that I have described above and others that he brings to your attention. You see, the devil doesn't come after your stuff. He comes after your faith, your hope, and your love. And he may use your stuff to try and destroy it. So first, ask God to show you when the enemy caused the initial damage in your life and what are the roots or the attachments that the enemy has planted in your life. Go ahead, list them out. We're going to need them for the third section. I thank you, Lord, that you show us what's behind this so that we can get rid of it. Now that you've listed those out, and it's okay if he gives you more along the way, just jot them down. Secondly, I want to talk about forgiveness. In these situations, typically someone or several people have wronged you. And I want you to take a step according to the Bible that you will free you from them and the wound that they caused you. This is not saying that they were right or what they did is okay. They are not right, and God will deal with them accordingly. But you need to release yourself from them and the damage that they did to you. So I want you to repeat a prayer of forgiveness from your heart. It's not a feeling. It's a choice of your will. And it will place you in God's mercy and grace instead of the torment that's attached by the enemy. Mark 11:25 says, "If we forgive, we will be forgiven." Having trouble seeing the fresh revelation teaching on forgiveness and freedom. So here we go. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, your Holy Spirit will help me forgive according to your command. Those who hurt, misused, or abused me, now, in the name of Jesus, I forgive you. Go on, list out whoever it is, and there may be many, for the wrong and offense that you did to me. And I loose you from operating in my life anymore. Bitterness and unforgiveness, go in the name of Jesus. I pull you out in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you now replace this wrong with your love, life, and liberty. Thank you, Father, that when I forgive, you forgive me, that you love me unconditionally and immeasurably. Praise your name. In the next part, we're going to talk about repenting and turning. In this section, it's essentially where we admit that we've done something out of line with God, and that we're going to turn from it to God and for Him to give us something better in its place. You see, we're going to ask God to forgive us and then deliver us from the enemy forces and the roots that He planted in our life. You see, this is a free gift to us because Jesus Christ paid the price for all of it on the cross, and He destroyed the work of the enemy. Remember John 8:36. Who the Son, Jesus Christ, sets free is free indeed. And Joel 2:32 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be delivered. In other words, set free. So bow your heads and repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me and that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for my sin, my salvation, and my freedom. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior, and I come to you now and lay at your feet my addictions and wrong behavior. Go ahead, name them out. Remember, what you give up, you get rid of. And what you keep, you hang on to. So go on, give it up. It'll be okay. I don't want these things in my life anymore. I repent of them and turn from them to you in Jesus' name. Forgive me, Lord, for turning to other things instead of you. Now I ask in Jesus' name that you deliver me from the enemy and any hold he has on my life. Enemy, I bind you from operating in Jesus' name, and I command you to depart from my life. Go now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you, release now your Holy Spirit of life, liberty, love, and self-control to operate in my life. I'm sticking with you, God. I will not turn back. Now, what I want you to do is stay thanking God and release to the Lord while I pray over you for a minute. Lord, I thank you for my brother and sister. I thank you, Jesus Christ, that you paid the price and that freedom, restoration, and healing are free gifts. And we claim them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you protect them, their families, and everything under their care. And I speak to all enemy strongmen, and I bind you from operating and command all enemy forces to depart from these people's lives, whether you were named or not. In Jesus' name, go. Go now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you set up a standard and that the enemy will not be able to return and that my brother and sister will be able to stand strong in faith, rebuking the enemy with your word and resisting any attempt of reentry. Increase the strength of their inner man now, according to Ephesians 3:13. And I thank you that you seal each one with your Holy Spirit and that the enemy will not be able to steal the truth out of their life nor tempt them back into wrongful things. In Jesus' name and by the power of his blood, protected and blessed in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask now that you stretch forth your hand against the enemy that wrought all of this in my brothers and sisters. And I command repayment of any damage and things stolen from them to be repaid seven times what was taken. Childhoods, restore in Jesus' name. Prosperity, restore in Jesus' name. Health, restore in Jesus' name. Relationships, restore in Jesus' name. And by the power of his blood and the Holy Spirit, we give you all the praise, Lord, for you destroyed the work of the enemy. Freedom in Jesus. Freedom in Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the last step that I want you to take is one regarding physical healing. Yes, Jesus bought you physical healing as well. And the enemy needs to remove from your life completely in this area too. Not just maybe, not just some, but all and every disease, destruction, or damage that was done through your previous actions. 1 Peter 2:24 says that because Jesus took 498 stripes for your healing, it's a free gift. So we are going to receive it and command any after effects to go in Jesus' name. So please bow your head with me and pray this prayer from your heart. Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus paid the price for my healing. And that it is a free gift from you. I receive it now. In Jesus' name. I command any toxins and chemicals to clear from my body. Now in the name of Jesus. Lungs. I command you to clear now in Jesus' name. I breathe in the spirit of life and breathe out anything of the enemy as an act of faith. Now, go on, breathe in and out deeply 10 times. Remember, it's an act of faith. And you're breathing in the spirit of life, and you're breathing out anything of the enemy. Okay, repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, that you are restoring and healing any damage and destruction completely. I thank you that by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. This is God's truth, and it will overcome fact every time. It's completed in the spiritual realm, and now must complete in the physical realm. I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is my healer. Okay, now that you have been set free from the enemy, you need to stand in liberty going forward. You'll notice that the verse in the Bible says, stand in liberty. So what does that mean? It means not going back. And how are you going to do this? By using the strength of God that's built up your inner man and your will now with His Word. You see, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is living and will shred all enemy plans when spoken out loud. And this is critical. You need to speak it out loud from your mouth. Why? Because it's supernaturally charged by God's Holy Spirit, according to John 6:63. So every day, several times a day, and as often as the enemy tries to tempt you back into captivity, you need to speak this out loud to him. Enemy, I submit to God and resist you in the name of Jesus. And you must flee from me. James 4:7. Go now. Greater is God who is in me than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. God loves me unconditionally. And I am his child. 1 John 3:1. I am the child of God. And I am dead to sin and alive to God. Romans 8:2 and Romans 6:6. I am healed, and that's past tense, and I thank God. It is completing in the natural realm. And will complete 100%. 1 Peter 2:24. I am an overcomer. Temptation, I overcome you by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of my testimony. Depart now in Jesus' name. I'm sticking with you, God, and I will not go back. I am not my past. I have a divine purpose and destiny from the Lord God Almighty, and I will not be detoured in Jesus' name. Philippians 1:6 and Jeremiah 29:11. Now keep thanking him, praising him, praying in spiritual tongues. If you haven't heard about this yet, check out the website area. It's another free gift from God. And yes, it's a gift, so you have to receive it if you want it. And keep kicking the enemy out of your life, and every attempt he makes to pull you under and down again, ship him out and keep standing. Because your crown and reward awaits in heaven. Revelations 2:10-11 and James 1:12. Stay free, stand strong in Jesus, and see you in heaven someday. Michelle.